McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Let's go party.
Our goal is for Barbie to be reflective of the world children see around them.
Barbie has evolved significantly over the past several years as we've continued to increase our commitment to representation with a variety of diverse dolls.
The addition of the Barbie with Down syndrome was created to allow even more children to find a doll that represents them.
So this is the news that came out yesterday, is that Mattel has unveiled its latest addition to what it calls its Fashionista line of diverse Barbie dolls, a Barbie with Down syndrome. And they worked closely with the National Down Syndrome Society to create an accurate depiction of somebody with the genetic condition and to try to make sure that everybody was going to be positive about this. And it's really interesting to watch. There's a full video about 3 minutes long. I've linked up on our Facebook page. You can watch that video. The shorter one is like a 30-second that Mattel put up, but the longer one is even more potent.
We brought the doll to life in close partnership with the National Down Syndrome Society to help our team ensure this doll resonates with the Down Syndrome community and is celebrated by all.
And the idea is to include everybody.
This is a major step in inclusion for not only people with Down syndrome, but the entire disability community.
It can bring tears to my eyes just to see that Barbie has Down syndrome. It's a representation of my daughter.
Create a doll with Down syndrome is really Barbie saying, we see you, that we see you and we see your value and we honor you as a part of our community.
You know, for a doll that has a complicated history in terms of what feminists have thought of Barbie, what social conservatives have thought of Barbie, this is the kind of thing that when you see it and when you see the reactions to it and you think about what this means, and part of the, like, my question, part of it was, you know, I don't know how much children with Down syndrome will recognize that this Barbie represents them or not. Some will, I suppose, some won't. But also for parents and for other children to see that, it just seems like this is a 100% win move by them.
It really captured the essence of what Down syndrome is and the look and the features of, you know, what I see on my child every day.
You know, they've done things to sculpt the face and the body to be more illustrative of women with Down syndrome. Shorter frame, longer torso, rounder shape, smaller ears, a flatter nasal bridge, which is, you know, what people with Down syndrome, how they look. The eyes are slightly slanted in a kind of an almond shape. The palms have a single line, which is characteristic of somebody with Down syndrome. Even the fashion, even the stuff that they're putting on the doll. Puff sleeve pattern dress featuring butterflies in yellow and blue colors, symbols and colors associated with Down syndrome awareness. The pink pendant necklace with three upward chevrons represents the three copies of the 21st chromosome, which is obviously what's involved in the DNA here. The three chevrons or arrows are a symbol that unites the Down syndrome community, meant to represent the lucky few who have someone with Down syndrome in their life. Even orthotic footwear, the pink ankle foot orthotics to match her outfit and her sneakers and zipper detail. Children with Down syndrome, some of whom use orthotics to support their feet and ankles. And the National Down Syndrome Society provided a box of orthotics to serve as real-life inspiration. So they would be sure to be modeling this on exactly what somebody who has Down syndrome might be looking like. This is, I'll just tell you honestly, my first impulse when I saw this was, oh, great, another woke kind of thing. That was my, just, I'm just telling you, when I first saw the headline, that was my first reaction. And I got about two paragraphs into reading the story and watching the video, and my perspective completely changed. And I was so touched by what I saw this doing in the families with children with Down syndrome and in those children's eyes and hearts. I was blown away by it.
With my experience to have a baby with Down syndrome and see this right now, I mean, I don't have words for this.
All right, Candy, you ready? You ready?
Yeah.
This is the one. What did I tell you earlier today? I told you in the morning, I said, I'm going to make you cry today. You ready?
Yeah, every day you usually do, but yeah, for different reasons.
For
yeah,
other reasons.
Yeah. The idea that a kid can walk into any store, into the toy aisle, and see a doll and a Barbie, you know, a doll that they love with Down syndrome, is incredible.
Just being able to capture what Down syndrome is, I mean, having Down syndrome doesn't hold us back. We want to show our abilities and not our disabilities. And then with the pinkies being called, it signifies that we are more alike than different. Mm.
Isn't that beautiful? It is a beautiful piece. The
stupid
whole
dust in the studio got in my eye. What the deuce? Why can't we get an air filter in here or something? Oh.
You are one. No, I know. This story is so beautiful.
I'm just telling you, I feel embarrassed that I did have that first kind of momentary reaction to the story, and then as soon as I read it, I'm like, oh, this is great.
It is great. And to see these kids actually playing with this doll is just... It's moving.
I cannot imagine.
Adults. And I wish I had these as a child.
The level of relief and just acceptance. And, you know, it's funny how you don't necessarily expect, if you're a parent in this situation, I mean, it's difficult, you know? It's beautiful and difficult all at the same time, right? And to have something like this come and just, I can imagine them, you know, like you first see it or hear it for the first time and just, they're bawling. Because what else are you going to do, you know? So good for Mattel. Well done. 8:16 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, tearjerkers.
Yes.
Candy's got traffic on the fives.
It's so beautiful. The roads, for the most part, fine, but 29 southbound is showing two accidents now. One, the first one between 9.5 and 10 Mile Road. And it's blocking things southbound back to Whataburger and Cantonment to give you a landmark. And then another accident between that and the Whataburger. So two slowdowns. And certainly use caution wherever you are. Windhaven looking good, which is a nice switch. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you're thinking about selling your home or buying a home, okay, because Christina Leavenworth works on both sides. In fact, she was telling me recently that they're getting pretty good deals on new builds, which you think, well, that's just a list price. No, I mean, everything is negotiable if you have the right person working for you, and certainly on the sell side. So you want a realtor who's going to get you the best price either way, low for buying, high for selling, right? That's the idea. And you know Christina Leavenworth can do that. In fact, really, what you're putting confidence in is a track record here that, you know, having only just started doing this like 6 or so years ago, over 200 homes sold last year. And listen, not every realtor is the same. You know, there's about 3,000 realtors on the MLS. About half of them sold zero homes so far this year. Because a lot of realtors sell one or two or none in a year, and some of them are just maintaining their license to not get rid of it. But, you know, the really active, you know, really effective realtors, there's only 20 that have sold more than 20 so far this year, 7 more than 30, and she's got 36 with 29 under contract. So when you want your home sold, do you want somebody selling it who sold 2 or 5 homes last year? Or do you want somebody selling it who sold 230-plus homes last year? That's it. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they'll take care of you. 723-9158.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. I'm the president of New South Window Solutions. What I'd like people to understand about our company is what's unique about us. We manufacture, we install, we guarantee. We go out of our way to make it easy. The most important thing that New South offers is very simple, absolutely true factory direct pricing. From our factory to our truck to your driveway. Most other window companies are either resellers, a wholesaler, a contractor, a distributor, a sales organization. We eliminate those levels of marketing, so you're paying true factory direct pricing.
Going on now, save 35% off factory direct windows and doors. Call 1-800-NEW-WINDOWS.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620.
Matilda, Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela once again now. Matilda, 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 she take me money and run Venezuela. $500.
Oh man, I tell you, you know, I feel like this is just gonna be the all crying sad half hour because. You know, Harry Belafonte has passed away at the age of 96. Oh, man, what a loss. And, you know, look, I always say this and I will say it again. The reason we mourn the loss of people is because they meant something to us. They were a source of joy, inspiration, significance, whatever. And so, really, you know, when people pass and we're sad, that's a good thing. That's a normal thing. That's a healthy thing. You know, when somebody passes and you're not sad, that's bad, right? But, you know, everybody knows him for the Day-O song, for the Banana Boat song. They know the Beetlejuice. You know, as younger people will know Beetlejuice. For me, like, well, yeah.
No, man, same.
Me at 100, you young snappers at 70, you know. You're almost old enough to run for president, youngster. Anyway, you know, to me, I knew him not as a civil rights activist. I knew him because my mom had, you know, music, and I would listen to her albums. And, you know, I learned the 50s and 60s from my mom, the 70s from my stepdad, and everything else I learned for myself. But, you know, she had Harry Belafonte live at Carnegie Hall. And I had listened to that double album again and again and again. This is actually her album. It's the, you know, I put it on digital, but it's the clicks and hisses and pops of the actual soundtrack. And it wasn't just the music. I mean, the music is amazing.
I couldn't even digest me supper due to the children's behavior. John, yes, Pa, come here a moment. Bring the belt, you much too impudent. John,
it's just his vocalization is amazing. His ability to do meaningful, moving songs in addition to just all the lighthearted stuff is what cracks me up. It's his... You know, like punk music, right, is known for being storytelling with humor built in and sarcasm built in. Harry Belafonte was like the original punk. Like he was, you know, it's not punk style, but it's that sensibility about, you know, making fun of things and having fun and making jokes and satire.
I say, let us put man and a woman together to find out which one is smarter. Some say men, but I say no. The women got the men beat, they should know.
Just, it's all good. And what I loved about this album, and I'm mostly doing this because I bet there are a number of people who are probably my age or younger, okay, who didn't really know Harry Belafonte. Like, you know Day-O. And beyond that, what do you know? And I'm just trying to share with you that there was a richness of him as an entertainer, as a presenter, as an artist. I mean, he's got an EGOT, for goodness sakes. That's you know, Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony, right? So he's done it all. And I loved in this particular album, in the Harry Belafonte Live at Carnegie Hall, the storytelling and the entertainment value. And as an orator, you know, like somebody who had good close friends with Martin Luther King Jr., but you can hear the skill at oratory and presentation and comic timing. It's all there. He didn't win an EGOT by accident.
And I'll never forget one day down there in sunny Jamaica, old Drifter and I...
That's his dad.
...were drifting along the beach together. And I turned to him and I said, Father... I always called him Father. I said, Father, tell me the story about man and woman, man to man. I was 7. He got that glazed look over his eyes, and I realized then and there I had to rephrase the question. So I turned back to him and I said, Father? Same fellow. Tell me the story about the birds and the bees, if you please.
Yeah. love this song. It's so entertaining.
When I was a lad just 3'3", certain questions occurred to me. So I asked me father quite seriously to tell me the story about the bird and bee. He stammered and he stuttered pathetically, and this is what he said to me. He said the woman piaba and the man piaba and the tan tan called back a lemon grass, the lily root, gully root, belly root, and the famous granny scratch scratch.
It's not an answer. That's the point. Is he told him a bunch of gibberish that he didn't understand, and he avoided the question, right? Because it's awkward to ask. It had brought me so much joy as a kid that I wanted to share a little bit of that with you, in case you didn't know much of that beyond, you know, Banana Boat and Beetlejuice, and that's kind of what you knew. So there you go. That's my gift to you today. 437-1620. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Two accidents. This is 29th southbound. The first one between 9.5 and 10 Mile Road, the other one near West Roberts Road in Cantonment, and it looks like it is backing things up. It was backed up to Whataburger, so backed up for about a mile of this morning. Caution there, wherever you are. Traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. Now David Wayne in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville blocking 180 military promotions.
This is about a tyrannical executive branch walking all over the United States Senate and doing our jobs.
It all went down in the Senate Tuesday in protest against the Pentagon's new abortion policy, providing leave and covering expenses for service members who travel to have abortions. Apple reportedly developing an AI health coach to help people with exercise, sleep, and eating habits. Bloomberg reporting that the paid service codenamed Quartz could be ready for release by next year. And there's a new study that says dozens of sleep gummies sold in the U.S. have contained potentially dangerous levels of CBD and melatonin. Researchers at the Cambridge Health Alliance in Massachusetts tested two dozen gummy brands that have been sold across the nation as sleep aids. The co-author of the study said one of those products contained 347% more melatonin than what was listed on the label. Four of the products that were tested contained levels of CBD, at least 4% higher than on the label as well. The study should be out this week in the journal JAMA.
Okay, so I've got to ask you this question. Is this a cautionary note, or is this an ad for the product? Because what you're telling people is,
that depends on how tired you are,
it's way more potent than you think. What's that, David?
It depends on how tired you are, I think.
I guess it does. David, thanks so much for the update. Yeah, poor us. We're so sorry. The product that we've been putting out there is like four times more potent
than we
thought.
But the overdoses went up 530% for
that's
kids.
That's a lot.
530%.
828 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. There's a story out there in airandspaceforces.com, first reported on by South Santa Rosa News, that has a note about an Air Force plan to put a new Special Operations Power Projection Wing at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base in Arizona. They're going to get rid of the A-10s that have been there for years. And the question then is, what happens? Well, and let me tell you why this is relevant locally. Possibly. They're going to create a brand new 492nd power projection wing, and that's going to be under Air Force's Special Operation Command, AFSOC. The question about what a power projection wing is remains a little bit undecided, and there's no other such wing anywhere today. And the question is, what exactly relationship would exist between that and AFSOC's 492nd Special Operations Wing at Hurlburt Field? Okay, the first SOW is at Hurlburt too, but 492nd SOW, which is a little bit different stuff, is at Hurlburt. And the question is, well, does this mean that, you know, 492 is moving to Arizona? Because if it did, that would be a significant and adverse effect on, you know, the size, scope of the mission at Hurlburt. It would be an adverse effect on the economy of certainly, you know, eastern, southeastern Santa Rosa and, of course, Okaloosa County. But, and this is a key takeaway from the article. This is the key line in the article, that the representative that they asked couldn't say whether the 492nd power projection wing would replace the Hurlburt wing. So at this point, it's a possibility, but it is not a high-level concern. But still, it is a possibility. So we don't know at this point, but I wouldn't read it as a this is happening for sure. David Wayne, what do you have coming up in your news, sir?
The American Magic team is off to Barcelona. We'll have more right after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There could be a vote this afternoon or this evening on a House Republican bill to raise the nation's debt limit if there's enough support for it to pass.
There appears to be a deal. A senior Republican tells Fox's Chad Pergram on a plan from House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to raise America's borrowing limit and avoid a default that could damage the economy. But that senior Republican says McCarthy made changes to parts of the plan, such as ethanol tax credits, to get hesitant members on board.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Yosemite National Park in California will be closed from Friday to at least next Wednesday because of flooding and more flooding expected.
Some areas around the park saw around 240% of the snow they'd normally receive in a winter. Some campsites have started to flood and water continuously flows over some roads. Landslides have also damaged some sections of roads, and this isn't even the peak of the snowmelt.
That's Fox Weather's Max Gordon. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, News Radio 92.3, 831, 73 degrees. It is mostly cloudy in Pensacola this morning. Well, some of the world's best sailors, the American Magic sailing team, now off to Spain for the next phase of in their training for the America's Cup. They were sent off yesterday at a ceremony downtown. Team skipper Terry Hutchinson tells News Radio about the last few months they've been training in Pensacola.
We're always reminded how great sailing in Pensacola Bay is, and we ventured out into the Gulf of Mexico a lot more in this session simply because the conditions that we're going to experience in Barcelona is much more like the sea state out in the Gulf. And so we do a split time in the bay and a split time outside in the Gulf, but it's phenomenal.
And Hutchinson talked with Channel 3 yesterday. He says they've got 16 months. They'll be training in Barcelona, and they'll continue developing their skills there as a team. Deputies are still investigating that recent skimmer scam involving hundreds of people's personal information in Santa Rosa County. And Sheriff Bob Johnson has some tips on keeping your information safe. He says scammers sometimes set up cameras to try to catch you entering your PIN number. He says without that, they can't use your information.
They try it really quick, so a lot of times you'll see on your card statement, it'll be too late by the time you get it, but you'll see a charge for like 5 cents because they're checking it to see if it's working. And then the next charge will be 2,000 or something like that. So they can get a lot of money, a lot of merchandise in a very short time frame.
And Johnson also says that if you're at an ATM that looks suspicious, you can pull gently on the card reader, and if there's a skimmer on it, it would come off fairly easily. He also advises to check your bank account fairly often just in case there is a fraudulent charge. The faith-based coalition Just Pensacola is going to be at the city council meeting this week to continue their calls for action on the city's affordable housing crisis. During a meeting Monday, they suggested the city should establish a trust fund and set aside $4.2 million a year for 10 years for the cause.
To hamper our ability to operate the city by taking a significant portion of the general fund in which to have set aside is not the most nimble use of dollars. It's very, very rigid.
Mayor D.C. Reeves there, he says he agrees philosophically with the group, but disagrees tactically. Governor DeSantis trying to bring more foreign investment to the state. He was in Tokyo yesterday meeting with 80 executives from some of Japan's biggest companies. DeSantis says he discussed with them why they should expand their businesses here into the state of Florida. He says Florida's already home to over 200 Japanese firms that invest billions into the economy. And trans rights activists were protesting bills in Tallahassee yesterday. About 200 drag queens marched through the streets of Tallahassee yesterday in opposition to bills about bathrooms, gender dysphoria treatments, and drag shows. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing?
Two accidents. Highway 29, this is southbound. First one between 9.5 and 10 Mile Road, and the other one near... I'm so sorry. Take a look. Somebody had texted this in. Oh, well, it's in Cantonment, and it looks like it's just before the Whataburger. It looks like West Roberts Road. Thank you so much. Near West Roberts Road. Now, it is tying things up, 29 southbound. Use caution there. Caution, as you know, wherever you are. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thank you so much for that update, Candy. 835, now our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be seeing some showers possible today with a 20% chance of rain. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies with a high near 80 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 67. We're going to be seeing showers and thunderstorms throughout the afternoon and evening on Thursday. 80% chance of rain overall, high near 78. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 67. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now it is 73, partly cloudy in Pensacola, 72 in Gulf Breeze, and 66 in Milton.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time. And it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled?
Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us today on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else could pay our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
Your money now. The market's opening up this morning. The Dow up 45.64 at 33,576.47. The S&P 500 is up 863 at 4,080.26. The NASDAQ unchanged at 11,799.18. Our U.S. 10-year bond rate at 3.398. Today, gold price is up at $2,017.90. Silver price is also up at $25.29. Fewer Americans feeling confident about the economy. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index fell nearly 3 points in April to a new 9-month low. The survey said worries about jobs and a possible recession after the recent bank failures on U.S. consumers also cut back on plans to buy homes, autos, and other big-ticket items. Production of the electric Chevrolet Bolt and Bolt EV ending this year. General Motors says the company will be transforming the Orion assembly plant to build the all-new electric Silverado EV and Sierra electric vehicle next year. And Bed Bath & Beyond beginning its going-out-of-business sales today. This is after they filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy this week. The company says all sales are now final at their remaining stores. They're no longer accepting their old coupons, but customers can use gift cards through May 8th. It is 8:38. Your next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Pensacola. News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, traffic on the fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 8:39, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I know you're expecting the frivolous subject, and I understand that, but I thought that earlier this morning at 6:35, we had an interview with ECUA Executive Director Bruce Woody, and there was so much in that that I thought you needed to hear, a lot of you, that We're preempting the frivolous topic for today, and I'm going to replay this interview because I thought there was quite a bit. A couple of things we talked about in the beginning that we're just going to skip over is that they're getting rid of the bulk waste collection by route because it's costing too many basically truck hours and man hours, and it's a waste of labor because it's not enough to pick up. You just call them starting in a couple of months. You're just going to start to call them is the thing. And then what was the other one we talked about right at the beginning?
They're putting a well.
Oh, that's right. The well dedication for Elvin McCorvey coming up next Thursday on Star Wars Day, May the 4th. That's exactly right. But the other stuff we talked about, for example, recycling and where we're at with that.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So the staffing is the reason that you guys gave for having to temporarily say that you're not collecting basically homes recycling, that you can only take source-sorted cardboard and nothing else. What's going on with the recycling facility? It feels like, okay, I'm just telling you as a citizen, it feels like we just can never get this right. It's open, it's closed, there's a fire, there's a problem with the machine. Keep recycling, don't keep recycling. That's kind of how it feels to me as a consumer. You tell me what's going on.
Yeah, I understand the frustration. It has been on again, off again. It started with the long closure after Sally. And then we had a fire the very following year. And the current downtime is a staffing issue. We've changed all of our maintenance folks over to another division in order to help supply that end of the shortage. But we still, we recently lost a couple mid-level supervisors. So we're having to do some retraining and promoting within the system in order to get up and running. So we're still receiving source-separated materials such as bulk waste, cardboard, and things like that. But our mixed recycling pick up the curb that unfortunately is pretty highly contaminated has run through the machine. And that right now, we're still in the middle of some training, so we're not operating it for probably at least another week.
Okay, so, and I know you've said before, and I'll repeat the message, that keep separating your recyclables because you stay in the habit, and it'll be back operational as soon as we can, like you said, maybe in a week or so. But the right now fact is that you might put the cans and the bottles and the plastic and the cardboard all together in your recycling bin, and that's all just going to the landfill at the moment, because of that shortage of maintainers, basically, that you've had to shift over to other areas because you're kind of short on those workers at the moment. But again, that's kind of something that you're going to get fixed over the near term. If I have all that basically correct?
That's a good summary. Thank you, Andrew.
Perfect. All right. The other things I wanted to ask you about, one was 9 Mile, the well there over by Navy Federal and Nature Trail, went offline for a little bit, 2 weeks ago, two or maybe 3 weeks ago now, I forget. It was on a Monday, and the question that I had was, it was Monday when it went off, and for cleaning, okay, which is good, but then when it came back on, as my understanding, and again, you correct me if I got any of this wrong, the pH was low, very low. There was some reports of, I don't know, Navy Federal, you know, they had to shut off some of their water at a point. Then the following night, you got a boil notice given to Nature Trail. People were very concerned about all this. I asked Natalie Bowers kind of, well, what was going on? I didn't understand what would drop the pH so dramatically, you know, and then I heard the words food grade muriatic acid to clean off these filters. I say muriatic acid scares me. So help me understand what happened, why the delay in the boil order, and how concerned should we be about the water quality during that day and a half, 2 days?
First off, shouldn't be worried about the water quality. The incidence was that every two or three times a year, we have 31 wells altogether, and two or three times a year, we will take two or three of those wells out of service and do a complete cleaning of the well column and screens and replace any worn pump materials like impellers and such as that.
Sure.
That's a routine thing that we do. So it winds up being every 10 to 15 years an individual well will have that happen to it. 9 Mile well is our largest well. It pumps nearly 3,500, 4,000 GPM. That's twice the size of most of our other wells.
Gallons per minute, by the way. Go ahead. Huge.
Yes, gallons per minute. Yeah, so we just recently did that work. When we do that, we pull out the screen and the casing, and we do a mechanical cleaning with brushes, Then we flood it with chlorine to clean that material off, and then we use a muriatic acid that is NSF, National Sanitation Federation, food grade compliant, low pH material to do the final cleaning. And that's an industry standard process. When we brought it back online, as we do with all of our other wells, typically the pH is automatically adjusted by our equipment and comes up rapidly. What comes out of the well typically is about 5.5 pH,
okay.
And we increase that to about 7.2. The problem that we had because of the volume that was coming through, it was still low on the pH because of the acid bath that we had used.
How low was it?
Down in the threes.
Oh, okay.
It was down in the threes. For comparison, Coca-Cola and Pepsi that we drink every day usually runs about 2.6 to 2.7
okay.
pH.
And like a one is when it starts to be dangerous, right? I mean, like that's when you start to be concerned. It has to go very low for it to be a real concern, right?
Correct. In fact, pH is what we call a secondary standard. It isn't a primary health standard, such as bacteria is. Color, taste, and odor are secondary standards.
And we're going to pause his answer right there for a second to get traffic on the fives from Candy.
And still watching that accident, 29 southbound, both at West Roberts Road and then right between 9.5 and 10 miles. So things are blocked southbound, Highway 29. Caution there, caution wherever you are, 437-1620. If you see that accident or slowdown, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, right back to Jay Bruce Woody, the executive director for ECUA.
So certainly not a product we like to provide. We ran it for just short of an hour, our staff did, and that was the error on our part. It wasn't coming up quickly enough to our 7.2 standard, so they shut it down, flushed it for several hours, and then brought it back online. But because it ran for a while, it put some bitter tasting water into the system, and that's what the complaints were about.
Okay, so nothing dangerous, lower than the ideal standards, still above what you say as a, you know, acidic level that you would find in Coke or something like that. It's gonna feel weird to people, but it's not gonna be a problem for them. Okay, that helps me put it all in the context.
Yes.
I appreciate that. Last thing,
and certainly apologize for that.
No, that's helpful. And the last thing I wanted to ask you about is just, I know you probably can't comment a lot on this, but the one piece of reporting out of the lawsuit that Henry Holmes is bringing over, they say you told them that you had, that there was plenty of capacity for a subdivision. They then built the subdivision, and now there's not the capacity in the same way. The technical details of that, I'm not all that interested in. What I am interested in is the argument that ECUA, I'm quoting from the reporting, as a governmental entity has no legally enforceable duty to provide factually accurate information to a private entity such as Thomas Home Corporation. As an answer and a position, that sounds terrifying to me, that you don't feel, if this is right, that you have a legal obligation to provide reliable, accurate information. Help me understand this concept.
Yeah, let me answer that in two regards. First off, a couple important points about the case itself. Whenever a developer comes to us, we provide some information about the capacity we have at the wastewater treatment plant to serve the new additional development, and we provide some feedback regarding the local capacity around a pump station or a collection system. Thomas Holmes asked us about the capacity for 50 homes. We gave them a letter responding to that. They went away for a little over 2 years, came back, and then asked for capacity for 170 homes. We told them no. For two reasons, that's more than what you had originally asked for. Number two, in the time since you first asked, additional connections have been made in the same area, so the capacity has now been reduced.
Sure, that makes sense.
That's probably that's the main point of our issue. Our secondary, the issue you picked up on, that was kind of sensationalized by the reporter with Pensacola News Journal. He was picking up things that of course, would grab people's attention. It's our attorney's responsibility to list in a lawsuit in defense any and everything available to us under the law. That is kind of a distasteful comment. I understand exactly where you're coming from. But since it is something that is available under state law for public entities, municipal, county, and otherwise, it was listed as an item.
Okay, so this is so your view is you're supposed to tell me the truth when I'm asking you questions, but as a legal matter under state law, when Thomas Holmes asks you a question about sewage capacity at that moment, there's no legally enforceable duty under statute for you to give them information which they can then rely on and sue you if it turns out to be false. That's the distinction we're getting at here. Do I have it basically right?
I think that's a fair way to state it. But there was also certain sovereign immunity.
Right. I understand those arguments too. Okay. As long as you all feel like you're morally obligated to tell me and the PNJ and Channel 3 the truth when we ask you questions, that's the thing I think that I find the most concerning about the way this appeared.
Absolutely.
So, okay. Very good.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, excellent. Well, thank you, Bruce. I know sometimes the questions aren't so easy, but that's I appreciate you being on the show. And we'll do this every month and, of course, anytime in between when there's important news. But J. Bruce Woody, he is the executive director of ECUA. As always, thank you for the time. Thanks for, picking up our trash and recycling our stuff when we can. And, of course, providing us safe drinking water. Bruce, I appreciate the work, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. I appreciate this opportunity.
You bet. 6:55 on News Radio. And also composting the trees and doing all that stuff as well. Providing the drinking water. Yeah, I appreciate all that. And what I was mentioning there right at the end is that Natalie Bowers, the PIO for ECUA, had called me the other day and said, maybe we should have Bruce come on like after the meetings, whenever there's a meeting, and talk about what was decided. I'm like, yeah, absolutely. And of course, that'll give us other opportunities to ask all the other questions for things that are going on. We never have a shortage of things to ask him about. So this will be really good. Once a month, we're going to talk to Bruce Woody, the executive director for ECUA. 8:51 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors, they are a great place to buy good quality used cars that are 1, 2, 3 years old in good condition with low miles. And, one of the things that they do, it's just standard practice, is they have the price sheet. When you look at a car, the price sheet, and then on the back attached to it with a staple is a Carfax. Now, if you don't know, a Carfax is just kind of like the maintenance repair history of the car to the degree that the people doing the repairs file the information with Carfax. So I would say that, the Carfax information is correct, but it is not necessarily everything that's true about that car. You don't want to make that assumption. I still recommend get a good used vehicle inspection from a mechanic that you trust. That saved my life a couple of times, literally. But if you're going to somebody to buy from them that's not, Frontier, if you're going to like a corner lot, you're going to somebody on Facebook Marketplace, and they don't give you a Carfax, and you might kind of wonder, like, why wouldn't they? But okay, they don't. So then just no problem, run the VIN, call Frontier and say, hey, Andrew says I get a free Carfax if I give you a VIN. Sure, no problem. And they'll do it for you. You say, like, why would they help me buy a car off of Facebook Marketplace? Because they can. And they just figure, like, that's a way to help you avoid making a mistake, or at least giving you information so you can make a more informed decision. That's the idea. So when I say that Frontier Motors is serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years right behind that big buffalo on Beverly Parkway, I mean that.
If you haven't been to Home Outlet, you're missing out on the best value on kitchens, baths, floors, and more. You could be saving big on your kitchen remodel with in-stock cabinets starting at $78 per linear foot and in-stock countertops starting at just $63. And with the guaranteed lowest price, you can be sure you're getting the best value for your project dollar. Visit us in-store or shop online for in-store pickup at homeoutlet.com.
Tomorrow morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, join Sonia Duquette with Chill Out Cryo Spa. Sonia will be taking your calls and discussing how you can achieve your body goals with body sculpting or pain reduction sessions at Chill Out Cryo Spa. Swimsuit season is almost here and you'll want to look your best. Find out how tomorrow morning at 10 with Chill Out Cryo Spa and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's the biggest party of the year. Unfiltered, off-kilter, and a little unhinged with PLT's Cabaret Off-Broadway. Saturday, May 6th, Cabaret's Playhouse theme transforms the theater and surrounding block into an indoor-outdoor entertainment complex, seamlessly fusing local art and celebration to showcase art as the life of the party. Come immerse yourself in the best of Pensacola's art scene. Get your tickets now before it sells out at the Pensacola Little Theater box office or online at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
Listen to local talk, national talk, local news, and national news on News Radio Pensacola. Online, newsradio923.com, or by downloading the News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
By what name are you calling him?
O'Brien!
We worship you, O'Brien, while Lord over us all.
Yeah.
was Fox's most popular anchor, and they still fired him. That'd be like if MSNBC fired, imagine if there was a show people watched on MSNBC. It would be like firing them.
I haven't been the biggest fan necessarily of, is it Desi Lydic? Is that how you say her name?
I think so, yeah.
She was the one that did with Roy Wood Jr. where she did the, well, you don't understand black people. And he's like, well, you don't understand women, right? That sketch.
It was very funny.
She's funny, but that joke was hilarious. it'd just be like if MSNBC got rid of, 8:55 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
It looks like the accident, not cleared up necessarily. Watch your emergency crew still on scene, but moving a little bit faster now. 29th southbound, there were two accidents, one between 9.5 and 10 mile and the other at West Roberts in 29. But moving now, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much. You know, one of the things that came out of the Pensacola City Council agenda review on Monday was some thinking about that graffiti bridge warning symbol or, you know, structure. Amy Tootle, Public Works Director, I think, Amy Tootle.
We've had some discussions, I know, in terms of there being maybe some concerns about if people are heading northbound with a one of their boats and are going to the boat ramp, would that be a problem in hitting the boat? So we will address those with our design consultant when they go through that process.
And I will tell you, that was actually a concern raised by a listener to me that I forwarded to the mayor that they are addressing. So I appreciate that the mayor's office is taking that seriously and, you know, that kind of our listeners are raising that question about, well, what happens if I've got a boat and it's a tall boat and I'm just going to the, you know, I'm not going to the bridge. I'm just going to the boat ramp right there. What do I do? And so, you know, they have kind of addressed that. And it was interesting, too, for me to hear that one of the alternatives that they were considering was something that would basically do to the truck what the bridge did to the truck.
There's lots of different options out there and trying to accomplish this. We're not the only municipality that has, you know, these older train trestles and have these low clearance. This was the one that we thought would be the least destructive because there's some that we could put just a flat steel overhead bar, and they call it the can opener. so we don't want to go that drastic of a route. We want to still be able to have some sort of warning system that's lower cost, that gives the option for the drivers to be able to veer off.
Yeah, I mean, we could have done a graffiti bridge before graffiti bridge, like just an I-beam across there, which really wouldn't solve anything because that's damaging the trucks, and then you got to stop traffic and deal with that. I did think in retrospect that, you know, maybe one of the alternatives we could have had would be just like a collection of all of the roofs over on the side, like the graveyard of dead truck tops that maybe would have warned people.
But that's great.
But
that's a great idea. I know.
Jen Brer had a different question.
Just one question. Since it's a, quote, wind chime and it's on the water, could it be blown and be making noise?
Those will be all considerations we'll have and we will be discussing.
We'll make sure it's a nice tune. Yeah. Something you can enjoy. Keep everybody positive.
And when we talked to DC last hour, he made the comment that even the picture that was released, and I'm like, can there not be a better, prettier structure? And he's like, that was really, he owned it. He said he should have known better than to put a picture out there because that is not a design concept. That is just a, here's the kind of functionality that we're looking at. He understands the importance of making it not super ugly. So don't expect it to look quite like that picture. All right. A very abbreviated future news. Will Tucker Carlson run for president?
No.
I'm also going to say no, okay. But, you know, there are some people that are thinking that might happen.
Well,
is Aaron Rodgers going to thrive as a Jet?
Yes.
Well, he's young, right?
No.
Your home for Dave Ramsey. Weekdays 1 to 4 is News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
A Gulf Shores attorney is charged with sneaking contraband into a jail. We'll have that and more after this update from Fox News at News Radio 92.3.
House Republicans are behind closed doors
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, meeting to discuss changes made overnight, modified